All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
We put the picture's name on everything.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
Baseball's the t-shirt.
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run?
Baseball's the lunchbox.
I have to possess this comic.
Baseball's the breakfast cereal.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
Baseball's the coloring book.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Shut up, kid. You weren't even born when Star Wars came out.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
We got our folks together.
Saying this is anymore.
So what are we saying?
Fantastic has banned it.
He's banned it?
Why have you banned it? I hereby ban This Is Geek Stuff.
Haha, you said it.
Except for that one. You think you're so goddamn wise.
I am goddamn wise.
You are right, though.
So we can't use that opening
Here be
anymore.
Geek Stuff, episode 73. I'm OG. It's Big Kev, Mr. Fantastic in the studio tonight.
Yo.
The regular group.
You like that? You like that theme song?
I'm in it.
What's not to get?
Is this going to be another horse with no name?
It's the Who.
Of course, it's the Who. There's a shock.
We got a hit.
It's a matter. I haven't been in the
it's
news
called
lately.
We got a hit.
All right.
Off the new album.
We got news? Because that would be nice.
You just want to glance right over it, don't you?
Nah.
Cause it's because you didn't get the horse with no name thing.
It's true.
Right.
All
right.
Let's start with some personal stuff. How was your holiday weekend, Kev?
Long.
Did you do anything fun?
Yes. I spent hours and hours constructing the new recording facility.
Nice. Very nice. I'm very excited to see that.
Studio B.
Oh, yeah? Wow. Yeah. Reworking it, huh?
We reconstructed Studio B. We've put up a lot of new things, and we're going to be moving some segments of the show into Studio B in the very near future.
What about you, Fantastic? What did you do over the weekend? Anything fun?
No.
Not
Why didn't
all?
You tell me you were going to ask me this? I would have thought something fake and fun.
Would you like to hear what I did over the weekend?
Okay.
I went to go see the King Tut exhibit
at
the Franklin Institute. Let me tell you a little bit about the King Tut exhibit.
Is that in Philadelphia?
It is in Philadelphia
at
the Franklin Institute.
The FI.
And, King Tut exhibit?
Yeah.
No fucking King Tut.
Well,
what?
No King Tut. He's not in the exhibit. Not the burial mask, not the coffin, nothing. Apparently, King Tut, house arrest in Egypt. Can't leave Egypt. They won't send him around the world with the tour. So
they don't
it's
even
a bunch
have
of shit from his tomb. No Tut.
There's no webcam on him?
No.
In Egypt?
No. It's a shitty hologram on the floor of Tut. I paid $32.50 to see a hologram.
Oh, did you ask for your money back?
No. Actually, to be all honest with you, the rest of the exhibit was really, really nice and really, really cool. But I was really disappointed that the king himself
So you didn't
was
even grave there. Rob something as compensation?
I should have. Well, fucking King Tut.
Wow. You were really excited about
I was really excited. Like I said, the rest of the exhibit was really, really cool. Everything else that was there was awesome. But you get to the point where, like, they keep on leading you into different rooms, and as you get closer and closer, it's like, and this is from the last chamber of Tut, right? And you see all this stuff, like the jewelry he was buried with and all this other stuff. And then there's another room behind it, and you're thinking to yourself, well, it's
that's
gotta
the
be
room.
Tut. That's got to be it. And you go out, and just like you were at fucking Disney World, it's a gift shop.
What's that word, Schadenfreude? That I'm getting immense pleasure out of your pain about not seeing King Tut.
Very aggravating.
I bet you have that look on your face. You were like, you wanted to dive right past the episode title and get right into your hatred and anger of the King Tut exhibit.
Felt ripped off. $32.50.
$32.50.
Nah, the exhibit was very nice, but
did you have a female escort walking you around explaining your stuff?
No, maybe
she was
under
hot?
House arrest in Egypt also.
Oh my goodness, 3250. Jeepers. You know, you could see a whole bunch of Egyptian stuff
where?
At the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and it's free.
Wow. I don't care.
Just saying.
That's all.
Like Egypt stuff? Metropolitan Museum of Art costs you nothing.
Nothing. Costs you a donation.
Yeah.
You could also borrow my copy of Stargate.
You could also go to our website, BigKevsGeekStuff.com, and from there, go to Google and then type in King Tut, and then you could see all that stuff too.
Now, see, that would just be silly.
The funny thing is, you're absolutely right.
I know.
That's what people will do.
But we don't have a link to Google off of our site. That makes no sense.
Fantastic. Immediately put a link up to Google.
I will hop on that.
A little Google search bar at the bottom of the page.
Let's not say the URL either, so people have to go to the site to click it.
That's right. That's right, you people. You want to go to this Google thing? You have to go over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
The Google, as our president calls it?
The Google.
All right, let's get to the news.
Okay.
What do you have in the news? Why don't you start off tonight?
Why do I always have to start off? Young Indiana Jones comes to DVD. Now we have more information.
Because okay, we knew it was ready. It was coming
to DVD. We knew it was coming, but we were kind of like, is it this many episodes? Is it going to be this? Is this?
How many volumes? How many discs?
So what is it?
October 23rd, the first of three volumes
okay.
will come out, and it will feature seven episodes.
Okay.
It's a 12-disc set
okay.
that features seven full-length episodes.
Which was what, an hour, hour and a half, two hours?
Hour.
Okay.
Without commercials, probably like 43 minutes or
40
something.
Some odd minutes.
Right, a piece. Times seven.
Right.
Like two something, 80. And, okay, I think you got to sit down. It will include the seven feature-length episodes, 12-disc set, seven feature-length episodes, as well as 38 in-depth companion documentaries.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
A historical overview, an interactive game, and an interactive timeline.
You know what it also includes? A DVD tour of King Tut's tomb.
Does it
yes!
really?
I'm getting it.
That would be awesome nice. For one of us. 38 historical companion films created by the Lucasfilm Documentary Unit.
Okay, first of all, what is the Lucasfilm Documentary Unit?
First I've heard
Second
of it.
Second of all, how do you have 38 documentaries on seven fucking episodes?
I guess
Third of all,
well,
why would you spend all that money on a 12-disc set?
Well, they're not really indicating price, which is a little frightening.
Of course it is. It's Lucas, so you know it's expensive. It's not cheap.
Right.
It's Lucas and Spielberg, nonetheless. So
they're going to have a lot of interviews and hosts and things with these documentaries. I guess they've been making these for a while. Whew.
So all of the episodes are on the first disc.
Yeah. I'm thinking probably, yeah. And those other 11 discs are documentaries? Well, look, what is it? Are they half-hour documentaries? Are they hour? They don't really say. So there must be varying lengths. 11.
It's ridiculous,
I mean,
documentary.
12 discs and 38 companion films.
Ew, is all I have.
Yeah, I'm a little bugged. I mean, in one sense, it's good. It's really educational. You know, if you're going to watch it, you're going to have a kid like, you know, your kid or your friend's kid or something is going to sit down and watch Young Indiana Jones. And then they're going to say, well, what was this whole thing that they were talking about? This whole World War One? What was that all about? And then there's some sort of documentary that you can then show them, which will tell them about World War One. I kind of like that. But the ratio, 7 to 38?
It's more than five times as many. Is there going to be a no-frills version? Just a white DVD case that just says Jones written in black across the front?
No, because you can't sell, you know, that for $200. So, ooh, da lolly.
$250.
Well, anyway, The Adventures of Young Indiana Jones, Volume 1, October 23rd. All these special little things. Volume 2 will follow on December 18th. And Volume 3 is a spring release in 2008.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe in total there were 22 episodes of the show.
Yeah, now, sit tight. The series, when you have them all, will contain 22 feature-length movies.
Okay.
Which I presume is all of them.
I think that's what we determined two episodes.
Was each one 2 hours? They're calling them feature-length movies. That's got to be an hour and a half.
I don't recall them being
When I was reading off the list, I saw that some of them, though, seem to have similar or the same names. Maybe, well, there were
two-parters.
Yeah, were a lot of them two-parters?
I mean, if they're considering them one film, if you will.
Maybe they broke it out into two parts when they aired it, but
that's my
maybe
guess.
Two bits made up
okay.
one, maybe?
Okay, that could be. So you'll get 22 feature-length movies and 94 documentaries.
Well, that won't be a shortage.
Are they like three-minute documentaries?
They had better be.
I hope so, too.
Because
this is a documentary.
Because 94 hours of documentaries, or half that, which would be, what, 47 hours of documentaries would be awful.
I'd like to relate this news story to a personal experience recently.
Go for it.
I recently bought at Walmart the $5 full-screen Artisan Series collection of Total Recall. So it's not like some super special version, but it does have...
Let's stop right there.
What? No, listen.
You bought a full-screen version
of
something?
No. Did I say full-screen?
Yes.
I meant widescreen.
Oh.
I meant widescreen.
Whew, Jesus.
I would give you permission to chastise me if I had the full-screen version.
You wouldn't need to give me permission. The chastising would be automatic.
So listen, I'm holding the finger up right now. This is for those of you at home.
We'll put a picture of it on the website.
Of my finger?
Yeah.
Well, that's something they can only get at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. You said.
That's what we want to give.
That's right.
So it does have the one thing that I value, and that's
the movie.
Commentary.
Oh.
No, either director, producer, whoever, you know, lead actor, actress,
commentary.
And that's what
commentary on
I
film.
Need. Hmm. Yeah, commentary.
I don't know. I only find
project.
The commentary on a film to be worthwhile.
If it's controversial.
No, depending on who the commentary is from.
Well,
like when the commentary is from, like, The Key Grip, which I've seen on some DVD, something ridiculous like that. Like,
the Lord of the Rings. Shit. Didn't the Lord of the Rings have, like, 38 commentaries?
Yeah, like four tracks, I think.
Like, and you had to pick which set of eight people you listened to.
That was good, though. Plus, you can change, you know, mid-play, so you can listen to John Rhys Davies and then go over to Frodo.
There you go.
But this one has Arnold Schwarzenegger and Paul Verhoeven.
Oh, okay.
And in the first 2 minutes of it, Arnold calls the movie Total Recall.
Oh.
As well as saying insightful things like, "You could see it in my eyes there. I am always thinking about Mars." So as soon as I saw that there was an Arnold commentary for $5, I was like, man, it's worth it. $10 for a live movie, $5 for a DVD. Yeah.
Nice.
That's good.
This doesn't say anything about commentary on these discs, though, huh?
Did you pay $15 for it?
No, $5.
$5, okay. I thought I heard you say $10 for the commentary, $5.
Always thinking about
$10 is about the price you'd pay for a live movie. Rather than go see a new live movie,
gotcha.
I'd sit in the comfort of my own home
gotcha.
And laugh at Total Recall.
It's a good laugh.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the skinny, if you will, on Young Indiana Jones.
So that's what you're bringing to us to kick
and
the episode off?
And so I guess we'll take a break now. And
no.
Oh, there's more?
Though the box set may be long-winded, the show has not yet gotten there.
Take a sip of water.
Let's talk a little bit about
spitting this.
Cloverfield, because why not? Or,
what is
again,
it?
Whatever you want to call it.
What is
just
it?
A little bit more update on the monster. I guess there's been, if you go online, although you can't actually download the file, or I haven't been able to grab the file, but you can actually find an audio clip of the monster roaring, whatever the monster may be. And it kind of sounds like Godzilla.
Sounds like my Aunt Till.
Now, I hear it's five smaller monsters.
Okay.
That form together to
and
become
I'll
one
form the
larger
all right.
monster.
So apparently this is how all these rumors are starting about smaller things and bigger things and where they all stand. So apparently there's a sequence that has been filmed that has leaked somewhere online that some people have seen where they're actually shooting stuff at the monster. And while you don't see the monster itself, what happens is, apparently, when you hit the monster with, let's say, some sort of heavy-duty artillery shell.
Like a nuke.
The scales of the monster come off.
Mm.
And each scale is a little thing.
Monster?
Yeah, critter thing.
Critters?
not critters. Although, good movie. Not critters.
Gremlins?
Could be gremlins. But no, so apparently.
Well, that's if you got the monster.
So I
wet.
Think that's where all those rumors are stemming from.
Tribbles.
Ooh,
not
tribbles.
Tribbles weren't monsters. They ate Quattro Triticale.
But they're little things, you know. Maybe they're popping off little things.
So that's the latest Cloverfield monster update. I think we're getting a little long in the process here where we need to start seeing something a little bit more solid, or people are going to start to get frustrated.
Yeah, you're right. There's going to come a time when people are going to see it and then say, what the hell was I waiting for?
Yeah. So I think they need to kind of build a little bit of a lead into that and give us a little bit more than they're giving us. I mean, you're talking about a January release, and here we are, first, second week in September, and still all we've seen is that short minute and a half clip on shaky cams. I mean, they need to give us a little bit more, I think.
I'm a little confused about my next piece.
You're always confused.
Saldana from Pirates of the Caribbean, right?
No, that's her real name. What's her real name? It's Zoe Saldana.
Saldana.
Right.
Has been offered the part of Uhura in the new Star Trek movie, which I'm confused about on so many levels.
Okay, well, let's start by saying who Zoe Saldana is.
Okay.
According to the article that you have in your hands, because I saw the same article online, they would lead you to believe that she was in World's End. And she may have been in World's End. I don't remember specifically, but all of the talkbacks and blogs and rumors that you hear, people are referring to her as Tia Dalma, the voodoo woman, who is actually played by Naomi Harris in the Pirates film. Zoe Saldana was the other black female pirate that was in Curse of the Black Pearl that Jack gives the British Navy ship to, or offers to give the British Navy ship to, if she helps him get the pearl back from Barbossa. And she may make an appearance at the end of At World's End during the big battle. I don't remember. So just to get that out of the way, not Tia Dalma, Naomi Harris, the other black pirate.
Okay. Clarification you can only find here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Well, that's the first part of the clarification.
Right, now on to the next part.
The second part is, what the hell is Uhura doing in this movie?
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, the rumors were that this movie was going to take place in their academy days, where Kirk and Spock supposedly met in the academy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was Uhura not in the academy with them, I guess?
Well, I've never heard any mention of that, but I certainly, I don't know. I don't know that I would believe that.
Well,
I would find that unbelievable.
Recently, I've actually heard that this is it's no longer the believed rumor, or there is another rumor in contention now with the Academy Days rumor, which is that instead of being essentially a prequel or a start-off to the series, it is what we are now seeing as the new common trend in Hollywood, a revisioning of the characters. So it's not a revisioning of the original movie or any movie that's been done before.
TV show?
But it's a revisioning of the characters, and it's kind of like Ultimate Star Trek.
Yeah, I'm not down with that.
Which would make sense to some of this other stuff, right?
Right, like James Kyson Lee.
Right, who's played, rumored, right?
Right, right, who's rumored to have taken a role, may have taken a role. Gee, I wonder what role that could be.
Exactly. Well, why don't you tell them who he is? Because I know who he is.
Well, he's Ando on Heroes on NBC. And Zach Quinto, as we already know, the big announcement from Comic-Con is that Zach Quinto, or as you may know him,
Siler.
Right. Siler, who is the big villain, who was the big villain in season one, is playing Spock.
Right.
Or young Spock, as he keeps getting referred to,
either way, if it's a revisioning and they're retelling it, they all could be younger versions of themselves, or they could be, you know, I mean, this still could potentially be early on. I don't know. I mean,
I don't know.
It could be a revisioning.
I'm
it's
starting
not like
to get
we
scared
haven't seen
now.
It. We've seen it with Batman. We saw it with Halloween. We're going to see it in the future with apparently Escape from New York.
Oh, is that on the map again?
I believe that's a revisioning as well.
Oh, Jesus.
So why not? Star Trek, the revision.
And no announcement yet on Kirk.
No announcement yet on Kirk. Well, that's the big one. That's the holdout. That's the
Matt Damon.
That's the Robert Downey Jr. of Iron Man.
But they announced him first.
And speaking of Iron Man. No, yes. I was trying to segue into Iron Man.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm awesome, aren't I?
Silly OG. Segways are for kids.
So in a recent interview with Terrence Howard, who we all know will be playing Rhodey in the upcoming Iron Man film, he kind of, sort of, kind of leaked a little bit that we may see some incarnation or something referencing War Machine in the first film. Now, whether it will be him as War Machine or perhaps just the War Machine armor, we don't know for sure yet. But it looks like they're definitely, you know, they're definitely referencing him as War Machine, which is good. I think that's good.
I heard a further rumor about that. A little more clarification on that. The rumor I heard is that you can actually see a reflection of the War Machine armor in a whiskey bottle.
And that was part of that...
in some sort of whiskey bottle, where they're close up on a whiskey bottle, and if you look carefully in the whiskey bottle, you can see the War Machine armor in the background.
Are you being silly about the whiskey bottle?
No.
Because there actually is a rumor that in the trailer that aired at San Diego, there is some sort of reflection of War Machine in the trailer.
Really?
It's a split second.
That's what I'm referring to.
Exactly. So, I don't know. I just think it's nice that they're addressing it.
DVDs.
Let's get to them.
Robot Chicken Season 2.
Right.
Can I borrow that?
No.
Come on.
The Office Season 3. We're just going to glance right over it. Robot Chicken is 20 episodes, a two-disc set, uncensored. It's pretty stark, dark.
If you haven't seen Robot Chicken before,
you are out of the loop, dear.
You really are,
listener.
Because good goddamn is it funny.
The Office Season 3.
Still haven't seen a single episode of that show.
Comes, if you buy it at Best Buy, thank you. Comes with the Welcome Aboard the Office Season 3 Limited Edition. comes with a box, like a post office kind of shoeboxy kind of thing. And inside, you get a Dundee Award, a Dwight Mini Bobblehead, a Welcome Aboard letter, the entire Season 3 4-disc DVD. It's a nice little gift pack.
Okay.
Do you happen to recall the price point on this one?
$42, $43.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah, it's a nice gift set. If you know
the
a fan of the show.
The probably would retail for 10 or 15 by itself. So.
He's a wee little bobblehead.
Oh, is it a wee one?
Yeah.
A mini head.
But the Dundee Award is kind of full-sized. So. 30 Rock, Season 1. Let me tell you something. If you have not seen 30 Rock... You should pick this up.
I've
this
only
is
a seen
funny
like
ass
a handful
show.
Of episodes.
This is a funny ass show.
Okay.
So I have to borrow that too then?
No.
After Robot Chicken.
You'll be holding your breath before you
I'll
borrow
I'll let you
that.
Borrow mine, Fantastic.
And finally, I'm going to round out, because we're really not a lot of geek-related DVDs, so I'm kind of giving a little personal edge here. You might want to check out The Black Donnellys.
Okay.
The complete series. And it's the complete series because it did not get picked up, which I do not understand.
Right.
I thought it was a great show. You're thinking like Goodfellas, but Irish, just as violent, but on TV. it's about 9.5 hours to watch the whole thing. You're going to love it. Includes, all 13 episodes in the 3-disc set and, including the 7 episodes that never aired on NBC. So you're getting the whole kit and caboodle right here.
Well, then I'd like to input, my personal DVD news update. You know, as I've mentioned
you
before,
bought one
the, no I've bought several but I have been watching a show that I didn't watch when it was originally on DVD via my internet rental service Blockbuster.
Sanford and Son?
No, not Sanford and Son.
Little House on the Prairie?
Eureka.
Oh, Eureka.
Have you watched Eureka? Have
no.
you watched Eureka? Do
I don't
you
know
about
you're talking
Eureka?
About
Eureka no. is a show on Sci-Fi Channel, original show for Sci-Fi Channel, and it's pretty much about this town that is shielded from the rest of the United States using some sort of like advanced cloaking technology. And it's where they take the nations or worlds in some cases, all the smartest people, the scientists, all the little kid genius prodigies, and they pretty much put them in this town, in this shelter to just develop new products, new technology, new weapons. And it's kind of like a comedy drama situation, you know, type of show, except it's like with crazy advanced geeky tech stuff.
That sounds cool. What inventions that I know of have come out of the Eureka bubble?
I don't know.
I don't know. You see how fantastic he's trying to direct you? You see how he's trying to lead you?
It's okay. It's okay. It really is worth checking out. If you haven't
seen
it
yet,
why don't
you push some buttons?
You should check
it
out. And there you go. There's my
stop
personal.
Stop laying a sugar cube stuff. under our mouth and being come here. Get
what
the
does that
sugar
do?
Cube. Get the sugar.
No, but that does sound good. I thought maybe like they mentioned in passing that like they invented Velcro or something.
I'm gonna venture to say that as the series develops, or perhaps as I see more of it, because I've really only seen the first four episodes. I think was on the first DVD. I'm gonna guess they probably start doing little things like that where they reference stuff, but they haven't quite gotten there yet.
Well, don't tell me because I'd like to borrow that.
All right.
Let me tell you what I'm going to check out. I know it's coming on DVD really soon. Jericho Season 1.
Yeah, I hear it's good.
I heard it's got such the fan following that they're bringing it back.
Yeah, man.
And so, I mean, it didn't work out for Firefly that way, and they have a huge fan following.
It's true.
But this Jericho show is coming back, and apparently...
Jericho's not on Fox, right?
Did we? No. Did we talk? Well, I think it's NBC or CBS. I think, and it'll be ABC because I said it was the other two. But did you hear something? There's some thing in the show about peanuts.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
All the fans sent like 30,000 pounds of peanuts to the... I swear, it's something crazy like that. Amount of peanuts to the
amount of peanuts that you would find behind door number two in Let's Make a Deal. That's what it was like. Insane amount.
Yeah, like 30,000 pounds of peanuts. So I'm really looking forward to that show.
What should the Firefly fans send in order to get the show or a Firefly related show back on the air?
Plastic dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's it. Plastic dinosaurs.
Can we move on? Because I actually have some more news that I'd like to
get
to.
He led you again.
That's fine. Can I get to my news?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Ridiculous video games being made into a movie.
Oh, I know the answer.
What is it?
Crap, I forgot.
You have no clue. And you're not going to be able to guess this one. Do you want to just
Kong.
Take a guess? Just to pull a random game. I'll give you a hint. It's
Q-Bert.
It's nothing new. Ooh, probably right around might be the right time frame.
Oh, yeah?
Might be the right time frame.
Oh, Burger really? Time.
No, not Burger Time.
Oh, that would be awesome.
How on earth would they make that
give
a movie?
Me more hints. Can I have more hints?
Yeah, give us hints. We want to guess.
It is on it's on the Xbox 360
Arcade.
Well, what is it?
It is a lot.
Excitebike. Okay. Excitebike. No, that's a Nintendo.
It is Gauntlet. Not Excitebike.
Is it Gauntlet?
It does involve...
Robotron.
It does involve birds of sorts.
Joust? They're going to make Joust a movie?
They're trying to develop Joust into a movie.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. That's Williams. Isn't that Williams? It's one of the Williams games? Stargate
ridiculous,
family?
Isn't it? I don't know that. Would that work as a movie? Is there a thick enough story there to be? It's flying ostriches.
Is it ostriches?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ostriches.
And there's also horses, I think.
Oh, they're horses too?
But there's ostriches is what you're riding around on.
But I mean, are they actually ostriches? Or are they some sort of other bird?
No,
I think
they were supposed to be ostriches. They looked like ostriches.
Yeah,
but
I think it's an ostrich.
It had the long neck with the big body.
I think if they do it, it's going to be a bird you've never seen before because you can't ride an ostrich. And you certainly can't get one to flap like that by hitting a button or whatever.
Smack it in the ass.
Remember that? It made that weird sound when it flapped its wings like.
So I don't know. I don't know why they would pick that movie to develop, but apparently that's on the drawing board.
Lovely.
All right. Let's get to, and you might know a little bit about this. Fantastic.
No, I don't.
NBC pulling all of their TV shows off of iTunes.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this?
Yes.
Do you know why they're doing it?
Well, speculation and Apple says is that they wanted to almost double the price of the show to, I think, $3.99 or $4.99.
Right. They currently charge $1.99. So I think they wanted to charge $3.99.
Right. NBC says, no, that's not the case, that they didn't want to raise the price such as that. And they're already going to be popping up on the Amazon store, those NBC shows.
On, what was it, Unbox?
Unbox.
Something? Unbox.
Yeah, it's popular, huh?
Yeah.
No.
It makes no sense for NBC to be doing this unless it was financial.
I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, who do you trust? I don't trust anybody. So,
sure.
Who are you supposed to believe here? You know, why would they do it?
Apple. They make good products.
The iTunes store is probably the best place to be selling right now.
Of course.
Why would you not want to be there?
Of course.
So, what reason could there be for Apple to just out of the blue decide, no, we're not going to? We're not
going to
extend this.
Well, I can understand Apple maybe saying to NBC, look, we don't want you to charge more than $1.99 because, you know, maybe they feel that it would hurt some of the other partners that they have currently working on the site. If ABC, CBS, and all these other stations are selling at $1.99 and NBC comes in and says, fuck you, we're going to do $3.99, then it creates, you know,
well,
some
could
sort
it
of
have something
market.
To do with Microsoft?
No. The bad mother Canucker, however, just mouthed to me Microsoft, and he brings up a good point in that the Amazon Unbox service is only available on Windows, whereas the iTunes Store is available, is very big in the Macintosh and is available on both Mac and Windows.
Both
so
platforms.
There is that to consider. But who the
know.
Hell knows? I'd be interested
to
find
to
out.
Sense.
But
it does affect us and this show because Heroes is an NBC show and will no longer be available on iTunes if you miss an episode.
And I don't have any Windows computer, so if I wanted to, I couldn't
buy
it.
Wow, that means Fantastic will never see Heroes because he won't buy his own box set. I ain't loaning him mine, so.
You don't know where yours is, do you?
Yep. I know.
All right. Just
well,
keep an eye on
there
it.
There it is.
Keep an eye on it.
Can I say something about the Heroes box set?
Sure. Whatever you want, babe.
Little late news that came to us from
Anthony in Long Island.
Anthony in Long Island sent us a message saying that the Heroes box set, season one that was available from Target, actually was probably the best exclusive version of it.
Wow.
Why is that?
Because it came with four reproductions of the paintings in the film, which is cool, and an additional disc.
Right, and I spoke to Anthony about this personally the other day.
Uh-huh.
I was so excited about it, I had to call him. And unlike other exclusive sets where the DVD comes in like a little slip sleeve that's just shoved into the middle
oh, I hate
of
that.
It, they actually built an extra
tray,
spindle,
compartment,
into the inside of the for the...
what would you call that?
It's a spindle,
wheel,
isn't it?
Like a
isn't
bike.
Would you spoke?
Call that? Spoke?
But I think it's a spindle is the proper
nipple.
Term, I think. But anyway.
Nipple?
I thought that was pretty...
Nipple.
That's pretty impressive that they did that.
Hmm.
That's all?
Hmm.
All right, so we're going to take a break right now, and then when we come back, Bad Mother Canucker.
That's it? Bad Mother Canucker? That's how you're going to leave it?
Well, yeah.
Can't you bring some excitement into it? Be like... Hey, and coming up in our next segment, it's the Bad Mother Canucker. Can't you give the man the due that he is worth?
I'll give him the excitement when he's on the air.
No, you won't.
I'll dance.
You have. I think you have issues with the Canucker. That's all I'm saying.
No issues whatsoever.
And I think they could be settled inside of a 15-foot-high steel cage right after this break. Hello, dear listener, Kev here. When I'm looking for the absolute best in action figure news and entertainment, I look no further than action-figure.com. They have the latest news, information, pictures, and exciting stuff that I'm looking for. Once again, that's action-figure.com. Go there today.
Sorry, Adrian.
That's all right. Has anybody told him that his British accent is just, like, really terrible?
You should have heard his African-American.
God, blimey!
Deeper than my grave, G. I'm ready to die and nobody can save me.
Hey, this is Mez, founder of Mezco Toys, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Like a Jerry Curl, I'm ready to die.
And we are back. Can we get rid of that too, do you think?
Maybe. Just come right into it. Roll with the punches.
No,
that's
I like
what
to
say
we're back. And we're back.
Okay.
With Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode...
73.
Is it 73?
It is 73, sir.
Wow. Episode 73, we got a hit.
There you go. I don't get it.
Why is this happening 2 weeks in a row? You always get the correlation between stuff and...
I don't know.
We Got a Hit. It's The Who. Episode 73. None of these things mean anything. Well, coming into the studio right now, from parts unknown, he is the one, the only, the Bad Mother Knucker.
Parts unknown?
Yeah.
You know exactly where I'm from. It's in my name.
Parts unknown. You don't know where in Canada you're from.
You don't know where in Canuck he's from.
What's up, Knucker? There's a lot of stuff going on with the wrestling game, if you will.
And all of it in the national news.
I know. That's why we had to have the Knucker in here, because it's a little too much national news for us to ignore.
It's true.
It's different if some dude just, you know, kills his wife and his kid and then himself. I mean, this is like important.
Yeah, that's 1994 all over again.
That's right. Wow. Harsh.
But anyway, well, it could be. I mean, this is huge. I guess we'll get right into it.
Yeah, go for it, man. What do we got going on?
Well, the WWE has suspended, or is reported to have suspended, up to 11 wrestlers from their roster. And it all stems from them having purchased drugs from a company called Signature Pharmacy. And they've all done it online, and apparently the federal government or whatever government agencies got wind of it, and they're cracking down real hard on Vince McMahon. So I guess in order to appease or to make it seem like they're doing something about it, Vince has seen fit to suspend a lot of these guys for anywhere up to 30 days. I think there are one or two that have gotten a 60-day suspension. It's all kind of nebulous at this point because no one knows for sure who's gone or...
Well, Signature Pharmacy, it was the same pharmacy that was selling Benoit his steroids. Is that correct?
Right, and I think that's probably where it all started, because they actually raided the pharmacy,
right,
or at least their files, and found out all of this
stuff. These names. And Some of these names are pretty big. I mean, some of them are smaller, but some of them are pretty big.
Yeah.
At least in the present, you know, WWE, they're pretty big, right?
Right. I can go into the list right now.
Yeah, well, let's rattle off the names.
Well,
start there.
According to the New York Daily News, these are the first 11 that were named. And some of these names will maybe not surprise you, but considering how high up they are on the card, it would be kind of...
Yeah, maybe how big
them.
They are is the wrong word to be using right now.
Right. The first name on the list, Randy Orton.
No shock.
Now...
Really?
Yeah, well... Yeah,
he doesn't seem a juicer to me.
Well, he's pretty cut, I think. And that's more or less, you know.
All right, is that a 30 or a 60?
Well, that's the thing.
Randy
Orton
knows.
Is in the midst of one of the biggest pushes of his career.
Right.
And considering that John Cena doesn't have any real contenders on the forefront,
right?
They're not going to suspend him. I don't think they are. There's not been any word about them suspending him.
So I don't know if you guys recall, but I think about a year ago when Randy came back from an injury, he was in the ring with Vince McMahon, and he was looking a little bit thin. I mean, he just came back from an injury. And Vince McMahon, seemingly out of character, who's very serious, looked at him and basically said, "Randy, how about you hit the gym?" And the guy was ripped, but he wasn't big at the time. So it's really funny to see this happen because, I mean, yeah, maybe there's no official pressure, but yeah, there's that wink-wink pressure that, you know, McMahon is telling them, you've got to do this.
And related to that, I don't know if it was a year ago or how long ago it was, Chris Masters also went through something similar where he came back from an injury and the guy must have lost about 50 pounds of mass, and he looked like, you know, actually a normal human being.
Right.
And Triple H ripped him in the ring, saying, "Look at this guy, like they left him in the dryer too long." And then, you know, not even a month later, he was back to his bulked up self.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, there definitely is an unwritten rule saying, well, you know, officially we don't condone steroids. But
bigger is better.
Yeah, I mean, you got to look good on TV, so, you know, just don't get caught. And apparently these guys got caught.
Is Vince on the list?
Oh, no. See, that's the thing. That's the other thing. Some of the bigger name guys, they have people who buy all their pharmaceuticals for them.
Right.
So the paper trail is pretty much non-existent.
Right.
But for some of the lesser guys, I mean, they have to go do it by themselves.
Yeah,
so
it's coming to their apartment.
Right. Right. So they just go online and it's pretty much easily traced.
Right.
So. Right. So who else is on the list? So Randy Orton.
Randy Orton, Edge, Charlie Haas.
Right.
King Booker.
Yeah, the Booker man.
Not King Booker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Gregory Helms.
Mm-hmm.
The former Simon Dean, who was also Nova in ECW. Santino Marella.
Yep.
Former ECW champ John Morrison. William Regal.
Yep, William Regal. That one surprised me because he doesn't look that big. Yeah, he's kind of... Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's always been, you know, like...
Just kinda a, just there.
Yeah, just a kind of bulky, has, you know, big, big
is
guy.
He leaving or has he left WWE Regal? I heard he was going over to TNA.
Nah, he... Well, not that I know of, but... the only times he's ever left was because of his personal issues with drugs you know, that kind of thing. Who else is on the list? Chavo Guerrero.
Chavo.
Which is really surprising considering what happened to his uncle.
Yeah.
You'd think he'd know better.
Well, yeah, but how many people that you know have died of cancer who have kids that smoke?
That's true.
And keep smoking.
Very true.
Sure.
They don't learn.
And another name on the list, Mr. Kennedy.
Now... Has Mr. Kennedy been suspended, or he's just on the list?
He's on this list, and no one's saying for sure who of these wrestlers are going to get suspended. I mean, actually, there are a couple that it's pretty noticeable that they're going to be suspended, like John Morrison, who just lost the ECW title. Also on the list, who came up later, was Umaga, who just lost his title to Jeff Hardy.
Umaga.
Yeah.
The fat guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, the big Samoan.
What's he on?
Roids?
Well, that's the thing. It's not, I don't think it's just steroids. I think it's also painkillers.
Pork chops.
Anything that guys take to, you know, take the edge off or to keep them up.
I see.
It's like everything. It pretty much runs the gamut of.
Gotcha.
Of, you know, all the drugs that these.
Because I heard the Kennedy thing is going to throw a monkey wrench into some of the storyline. Well, weren't they leading Kennedy to be the long lost McMahon boy?
Well, that was the rumor. The way everything had gone on, it was pretty evident.
Right.
But who knows? I mean, these guys write these storylines on paper napkins. So
yeah, right.
No one knows for sure where anything is going. I mean, the last or one of the last Raws was at Madison Square Garden. And as soon as Kennedy's name came up, I mean, the whole crowd just immediately, you know, went up.
Yeah.
They knew, or at least they thought they knew. So now I'm pretty sure the storyline's going in a different place. Yeah.
Where is it going to go? Have they made any allusions to that?
Well, on the last Raw, some lawyer type came on the show just before it ended and said he was going to give a clue as to who the mystery son might be. And his clue was, things are looking up. So now everyone's thinking, Big Show, it could be Great Khali. What?
Shawn Michaels.
Going for the religious...
Shawn Michaels.
The religious aspect.
Looking up. He always looks up.
There was a rumor, but there aren't any plans for, or at least there haven't been any, you know, concrete plans of bringing him back.
Well, he has been out of it for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Could be.
Could be.
Shawn and Shano.
Oh, no.
Battling for daddy's love.
Tell you the truth, I don't know where it could go and even more, I don't even know if I care. I mean, it's such a silly story.
Steroids are much more interesting than the McMahon. Yeah.
If his son is not Steve Austin, who cares?
Right.
That's where I'm drawing the line.
That's it?
If it's Stone Cold Steve Austin is his son, I'm in.
Oh, another couple of names that maybe not surprise. Well, this name shouldn't be surprising. Batista's name is popping up.
Now, I heard... He was so enraged by the roids he was taking and his name being on this list that he is going to sue Sports Illustrated and a number of other parties for including him in this list.
Yeah, I heard he's vehemently denying it.
Vehemently is kind of a tame word for what I heard, but yeah. I heard he was vigorously and physically denying that he... I don't know. I don't want to be the guy near him when he found out he was on the list. Did you? No.
Yeah, when he found out, he was waving his large veined, you know, eye popping muscles all over the place.
Meat
was,
stumps.
Yeah. Ow, 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 ow.
I think he tore a quad getting up to state his case.
I think we should take a moment here and get a little, before we get into the rest of the list there, I think we should take a moment and let's talk to somebody who's actually used steroids. Fantastic. Can you tell us something about the usage of the steroid products or these type of products, creatine, the things that you use to bulk yourself up, to make yourself a little more appealing?
The main thing that you probably want to know about the substances that I've taken in the past is that they give you hair somewhat akin to Brillo. It's grows very quickly, very short, high protein. It's very hard and requires a lot of shampoo to keep clean. That's all you need to know about steroids.
And there it is.
That's an insight you'll only get on Big Kev's Geek.
Wait a minute. Sure. My hair is slightly short. And
well, you're Asian or Canadian or whatever.
I don't want to let one thing go by, though. You mentioned Ken Kennedy before. And when post-Benoit,
Mr. Kennedy.
Post-Benoit activity, he was kind of like one of the public faces of the WWE in the media. So that he was kind of a good soldier. Per se, when that all went down, and he was out there a lot on those, like, you know, Fox News and those CNN things like that, saying, "I don't do steroids. They don't make you do steroids. They don't condone steroids." So if he feels the repercussions from this, I'd be very interested to see, because
maybe it wasn't steroids that he was using.
Yeah, whatever it is, but still, to go out there and say, you know, WWE is clean. They're clean. They're clean. He really walked the line. He really did exactly as he was supposed to do. Despite everything.
Told.
Well, because he was gearing up to be the son of McMahon. You got to do what you're told, what daddy tells you.
Right. And yeah, and speaking of sons of McMahon, how about the son-in-law of McMahon, and why is he not on that list?
Word.
Well, if you saw him recently, he has lost quite a bit of that, you know, horse meat.
Yeah, I was amazed.
Give him 3 weeks.
I was amazed when he came back and he didn't look like a gorilla from his injury.
Well, he knew it was coming.
Oh, so, I bet.
Yeah.
Somebody had a little insight there, huh?
Right?
Yeah.
And just to touch on that, he gave another one of his rousing backstage speeches to the gang, saying we've all got to pitch in and be a better group and, you know, stick together and all for the company and
yada yada.
Yeah, the
family line, as it were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So he knows which side of his bread is butter.
Yeah, so who else was on that list? We left off with Batista.
Here's a name that I would never have thought in a million years. Funaki.
Funaki?
Funaki.
Yep. On roids?
Apparently.
Yeah,
well,
maybe.
Again, who
again,
knows?
First of all, when was the last time roids? You saw Funaki? How about that?
Maybe it's not roids.
Probably isn't. But
well, just because you don't see him doesn't mean he's not doing house shows or stuff like that, or he's still right. Not. I mean, he's still on the roster. You may not see him on main events or stuff like that. But
God, I never remember. SmackDown's number one announcer.
Is that what it was?
Indeed.
Yes, right. That was the one I was referring to.
Terrible.
4 years ago. Ooh, I'm a little outdated.
Just a little.
Funaki. Wow, that's a surprise.
Yeah. Actually, a couple of guys have been fired that we know of.
Okay.
Simon Dean being one of them.
Now, were
even
they?
Even though he wasn't an active wrestler, he was still fired. He was pretty much the scapegoat.
Was he? Now, were these guys fired for this reason?
Pretty much. I mean, they had to offer up somebody.
Okay.
And another name, I don't know specifically if this is the case, but Eugene was also fired.
Yes.
Eugene, the retarded wrestler?
The retarded wrestler.
He's got. Matt's got a better physique than Eugene.
Well, apparently it might have been like a three strikes thing where he's been on probation for drugs, for drug use, probably painkillers. I wouldn't be surprised if he took steroids because he is kind of big. I mean, he's not super cut or anything, but, you know.
Well, I guess he can find out wherever Hacksaw Jim Duggan is and get some work there. I don't know.
And what about Flair, whose name has been popping up, but not in relation to this? Is that right?
Flair has called it quits, or at least he's given his notice.
For WWE, though.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's going to end up at TNA.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. To reason. You know, he's saying, oh, you're not giving me anything to do. I need a big storyline, whatever. So he's given his notice. So, of course, Vince comes back and promises this big storyline that he'll be involved in. So who knows what could come of that? It might be
the storyline is you will be suspended for doing roids, and you come on each week and try and prove that you're not on steroids with his flabby man.
Do we need to see Ric Flair anymore?
It's not so much seeing him. I mean, he is a presence.
Do we need to see him wrestle anymore?
Not necessarily.
Come on. He needs to be done.
But think about it this way. The guy comes out to the arena, and the crowd pops for him no matter what he does.
Yeah, you know? I'm afraid that his hip is going to pop on him, and that's going to be in the middle of a match somewhere.
You're going to wheel him out in a coffin one day, and he'll pop.
The most recent house show that I went to about a year ago, the main event featured, and I don't remember what the matchups were at the time, but it was a tag team match, 2-on-2, and on one side, I think it was Flair and Orton. I could be wrong, but it was Flair, Orton, Batista, and Triple H. And for a house show, two of them legitimately got carted out. Flair was bleeding profusely.
Well,
I was probably 30 rows back, and it was a cage match, regular old square cage match. And it was a great match. There were like power bombs to the outside onto the metal bars because they don't use the rubberized ring barrier. They use the old metal at the house show. And yeah, it was only maybe a year ago. And the guy gives it his all every time, and you can tell he loves it. So I think he's a little upset that, you know, it's his job. Yeah, he's getting older, but he loves doing it. And he wants to do it until the day he dies. That's my take. I mean, he could go on forever from what I saw.
I got three words for you. Classy Freddie Blassie.
Oh.
You want to get wheeled out and dumped your last couple of times while you promote the book that will pay for your survivors' estates and things? Oh, jeez. I hope to God he retires. I hope he does.
Nah, he's going to end up going someplace else. Even if he doesn't stay, he'll go someplace else.
Well, obviously, TNA is gearing towards getting him. I mean, they're about to launch their 2-hour show. So if they were to, you know, have him on their first episode, I mean, that would be pretty huge for them. But, you know, again, who knows? Who knows what could be happening?
You mean Doink isn't headlining that that 2-hour pilot?
Yeah, I think it'll be Doink versus Eugene.
Oof. Ooh.
That'll be a real hoot.
Oh, God. So what else is going on? I mean, is there more Royd stuff, or do we have more more updated stuff from stuff?
Well, did we get through the list of who was fired?
Yeah,
it was Eugene.
Pretty much.
Dean, what's his name? Dean. Who were the other
two? Simon Dean and Eugene were both fired.
Right, and who were the other two?
Everyone else is rumored to be on the suspension list. You know,
so there were only two fired?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There were other firings like Crime Time. They've been let go.
Yeah, but that was for something totally. Yeah,
I heard they had a scuffle.
They had a bit of a scuffle with
gang war.
I think it was the tag champs, whoever they might be on Raw.
Wow, we're so prepared here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Well, you know the nature of the wrestling business, Matt, is that these titles, they change hands from one set of superstars to another. That's just the nature of the game.
It was more to the point that they're such ineffectual champs that I can't even be bothered to remember them. I mean, I do remember them, but really.
Do we care?
What's his name? The fat guy with the blonde hair and his taller, more built partner.
Yeah, that guy. The hillbillies or the rednecks or
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
Lance Cade and Trevor Murdoch.
That's it, Trevor Murdoch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't they the champs?
They are the champs, and nobody cares.
Nah, that's why Crime Time beat them up.
Right. Yeah, I would have beat them up too. But anyway, I think that's pretty much the whole list. There are like some little tidbits about, you know, backstage morale and, you know, Stephanie McMahon saying this and that.
But is she involved in the morale lifting?
She's right on the something.
Well, you know, before she started using steroids, she was hot.
Right. Well, why don't we talk about where this is going to leave the industry, where this is going to leave WWE once the smoke clears? Because I think it's going to be in bad, bad shape.
I think it's going to leave TNA full of a lot of really big guys.
Well, there's that.
Well, see, this is the thing. It's not just the WWE that gets affected. I mean, it's even it's even leaking into, you know, legitimate sports now. The NFL just suspended four guys for using human growth hormone.
Well, look, I mean, so,
I think they were tied to this pharmacy as
well. I was going to say, you can't even say that this starts with the WWE. I mean, if you want to pick an origin point, you have to go at least as far back as Major League Baseball, which has been how many years now with McGuire and all that stuff? It's got to be, what, 3, 4, or 5 years, somewhere around that, right? Somewhere around there that all started. So
I'm telling you this. I'm not going to the same pharmacy anymore. I'm just going to start mixing it up. There's five CVSs in this area. I go to a different one each time.
I mean, think about that time. Poor Timmy started using steroids. Started on beating South up Park. His girl with his crutch and everything. That one's right.
You made me do it. That was a hysterical episode, by the way. I don't remember what season that was, but I'm sure if you go to Google and type in Jimmy on steroids.
Was that Cripple Fights? Was that episode?
No, that was not that episode. Okay. No.
But anyway, so what else do we have? What's going on with Benoit? There have been some updates as early as this afternoon, I know.
Apparently he's dead, and he has remained dead since he died.
Yes.
But the story has not died because the reports on the examination of his brain have come in, and it's...
They found it.
They found it, yes. He had one, and apparently that thing was beat up to shit.
Really?
He had severe brain damage on all... four lobes or however many lobes.
Right, they found like calcium deposits or something that are as a result of brain damage. And I think they said there were, a handful of other superstars that had committed suicide as a result of this type of brain damage, right?
Yeah. And apparently with all the concussions that he had suffered throughout his entire career, the examiner had said something like, this was a 40-year-old man and his brain should not look anything like this.
Right.
And it pretty much shows that all that could have caused dementia, depression that led to the murder-suicide. So it pretty much is the cause of, the whole murder-suicide thing.
So what have we learned from this? That a flying headbutt from the top rope is not a good choice for a finishing maneuver if you want a long career.
If you're not Samoan.
Unless you're Samoan, right.
Because their heads part rock to begin with. But this was just some Canadian.
Some Canadian.
Yeah, there is scientific evidence now that the skull, the actual bony part of the skull in people who are further north of the equator, that is, it's actually a weaker bone.
So how far up north were you born?
What do you mean? I was born right here. Right here in New Jersey. Cheap pop.
So yeah, Benoit brain damage. That was more or less the cause. Well, it kind of makes sense. I mean, you take that much punishment for all those years on your head, it's got to do something.
Sure.
In fact, one former wrestler, Chris Nowinski, who's one of the Tough Enough contestants from their first season,
I remember that
former
kid.
Football player. He suffered a concussion in the ring, and since then he's been doing his own studies on sports-related concussion injuries.
Right.
And he's been saying for the longest time that, all the stuff coming out about concussions, the evidence has been there all along, and no one's been doing anything about it.
Oh, I think you better shut up. I think if he doesn't shut up, he may be silenced. Hush. Benoit was going to say some shit, and you saw what happened to him.
Yep.
And then Crush had something to say?
Mm-mm. Gone. What about Sherry? Did she have something to say,
too? Yeah, she did.
What is this, a conspiracy theory?
I'm just saying. A lot of guys dying who have stuff to say.
Here's another bit of conspiracy theory that might wet your whistle. Apparently, Benoit had burned up a lot of his personal effects, but purposely left a lot of the evidence around concerning the steroids and whatnot, as if to say, well, hey, this is what did it to me. You might want to check this out. So who knows?
I don't know. Can we really believe the guy who killed his wife and son and then himself as being of sound mind and body enough to leave the proper evidence to point towards the problem that they're now confronting?
Well, he did have time to send text messages and make phone calls, letting people know where the dogs are.
Right.
So make I'm sure, he could have left a couple of steroid receipts lying around on the kitchen table.
I'm just going to scatter these here loosely. So they just, it seems natural. It's a natural placement.
I was going over my receipts and I just decided, you know, this is too much. I gotta.
He's in the medicine cabinet and he's moving the human growth hormone and steroids forward and the Tylenol
to the back
and toothpaste towards the back.
God.
Yes, he's brilliant. That's what he took all the time between killing his son and himself. He set up this intricate scheme of a almost a suicide letter of evidence, if you will.
And one by one, the dominoes all lead.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, an interesting thing that's also coming out of the whole Benoit case, and it parallels the whole Vince illegitimate son thing that's going on. Apparently, Benoit had fathered a daughter.
Uh-oh.
Illegitimately. And this woman is now coming out saying, hey, this is his kid.
That her daughter was born on steroids?
No, but apparently she wants the money. She wants part of that Benoit estate. That
bitch should be happy she wasn't in the house that weekend.
Word.
Yeah, right?
I think she wasn't visiting daddy.
Right. Oh, I just got one kid. I need another.
Yeah. Wow. So, part of that Benoit. Was there a lot of Benoit money?
Well,
not if he spent it all on steroids.
The guy had a nice house. I mean, he was making main event money. So, yeah.
Okay.
I would think that there would be some money.
Maybe the little bastard will get what she deserves.
To be hung by a weight wire? What are you implying?
No, I meant her cut. If they can prove that this is his kid and she should get her cut.
Should inject her with steroids and see if she kills her family. If she does, she gets part of the Benoit money.
How old is she? Is she like 4 or 5 or something?
No. She's like, I think she's in her teens now.
Oh, really?
There you go. Yeah, nice. Like from way
she
back.
Cut?
She's massive.
Massive like... massive like Brooke Hogan? Or like, yeah, Brooke Hogan. Boy, if there's ever an argument not to take steroids, there it is right there. Birth defect, Brooke Hogan.
Yeesh.
Unbelievable. But Benoit's bastard daughter, is she like, like fat huge? Is she like Bret Hart's wife big? Or?
Oh, man.
I haven't seen a photo, so who knows? Bret Hart's wife is big?
She was a large
girl. Oh, you
girl.
Mean the old
big roomy
the
through the hips.
Mrs. Bret Hart.
Yes.
He She's remarried. About a size 14. Apparently, he remarried a younger, more svelte model.
Well, who doesn't?
Right. Blair did the same thing.
Seriously.
Easier time pushing around the wheelchair.
What? I work for Scotty from Star Trek.
Anyhow.
Just saying.
Perhaps we should take a break.
Yes, thank you, Knucker, for coming in and
yes, thank you, sir,
giving us the update.
A pleasure.
Wait, that's so sad that all these guys are going through all this mess. But you know what? I think they know what they're doing.
Maybe this is a rebirth for the WWE, and will lead to
bigger
and smaller wrestlers.
No, I think it'll bring back the fatties. That's what I'm hoping.
Oh,
Earthquake, Tugboat.
Earthquake, Tugboat,
well,
Yokozuna.
I mean, they're dead, but I mean, like, I mean, on all new generation of big fat guy wrestlers.
Well, Umaga's on that list, so
yeah,
maybe not. I don't know.
No one's immune.
I'm saying it could. No, I agree with you, Matt. I think it could usher in a new era.
Push the smaller guys like they did in '94.
There you go.
Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels. They sucked as draws, but.
Got to start somewhere.
Yeah. Something, anything.
All right.
We'll be right back with yet another lengthy segment.
Give me a sign. Hello out there. Everyone in Geekland, yeah, that's you. I mean you. This is Daddy Fantastic. That's right. You know, Mr. Fantastic's father. I know you didn't think he had any relatives, but he does. I've been thinking the only way Mr. Fantastic is ever going to get out of that basement of mine is if this show really takes off. Yeah, he lives in the basement. We let him out to do the show, but I want him out of there permanently. So what Mrs. Fantastic and I need you to do is visit the iTunes store and subscribe to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. That's Big Kev's Geek. Yeah, you know what I mean. Big Kev's Geek Stuff. You do that by typing Geek Stuff. I know that's a little strange, but it's Geek Stuff into the search field. And then you hit some keys, and before you can say David Copperfield, you're there. It's unbelievable. It's just something really that's fantastic. Yeah, that's right. Daddy fantastic. Also, don't forget to visit the website on the internets. The address is big. It's very big, this address. It's just so long to get it out. It's Big Kegs. What's the guy's name? Would you please tell me? What's his name? Big Kev. That's it. I knew it. BigKevsGeekStuff.com. You can't miss it. Thanks very much for tuning in. We'll see you next week. It's not time to make one more thing. I messed up before. If you would like to hear more Big Kev's Geek Stuff, email eric.logan@xmradio.com. Don't forget.
Hey guys, this is Brian O'Halloran from Clerks, Clerks 2, Brutal Massacre, whole bunch of films.
I'm not even supposed to be here today.
And you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Listen, he's a geek, I'm a geek, I know this kind of stuff.
I'm not even supposed to be here today. You sound like an asshole.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 73. Again, I am OG.
You didn't say the title.
Oh, because I'm going to rename it, but I wanted to introduce ourselves first.
Okay. I'm Big Kev.
And that's fantastic over there. And I'm renaming the title of this week's episode as OG Still Doesn't Get It.
We can name most of the episodes that title. But I think we should stick with We Got a Hit.
If you say so, sir.
I just think it's, I'm sorry you don't get the correlation between these things, but I figured after last week you would maybe pay a little bit more attention and find the correlation.
No, not so much.
Fine, whatever.
Well, we got a hit, but I got a list.
Oh, a list. We like lists.
This is the 15 hottest female superheroes according to the Maxim Online blog section of their website. And I thought that perhaps we should talk about it as it relates to our geekiness.
Right.
So you want to run through this list? All right.
Wait, we need a drum roll. Okay, there it is.
All right, so number 15 on the list is Joni Future. Joni Future.
Okay, I know who that is.
Okay.
I'm kind of interested that she made the list.
Joni Future is from Tom Strong's Terrific Tales, the Alan Moore book illustrated by Art Adams.
Yes.
And
great,
you know,
artist. She's kind of one of those big boobs, kind of unbelievably shaped sort of gals.
Yeah.
However, I'd like to say that the Tom Strong family of books, which includes Tom Strong and Terrific Tales, good books. Very good books.
Yeah. So she kind of falls into the big boobed porno model superhero stereotype.
Yeah, completely unrealistic.
Yeah. Number 14 on the list would be Zatanna from DC.
Okay. She's kind of clean hot.
Yeah. She's got
the half a tux and a tall hat and
the fishnet stockings.
Fishnet stockings.
Yeah, she's kind of cute, I guess.
They play her off for the legs, I think. I think back in the day she may have been a little controversial.
She was risque.
Yes, I think risque.
Okay. Storm would be number 13.
I don't get it.
On the list. I don't agree with that either. In no sense of the word.
No.
Not like none of the comic book, not the movie version.
No. Nope.
Halle Berry does.
African American.
I don't know.
With white hair and her eyes go white.
Yeah, I don't know.
Get it.
I don't agree with her. But
do they give any explanation?
It says, let's see, her abilities makes the rain down in Africa.
Oh, that's from a song.
Let's see. It says, before she became a superhero, Storm was worshipped as a goddess in her native Africa. So whether your tastes run toward the classic long hair and cape Storm or the mid-80s mohawk and leather gear Storm, she's the right mix of haughtiness and hotness. It would be like sleeping with your female boss. Just be prepared for a constant hailstorm in your living room should you ever break up with her. Wow, those guys at Maxim, they're a real hoot.
Oh, yeah. They're a riot.
Just as a disclaimer, this does not include 16-year-old Ultimate Spawn.
Ultimate Spawn?
Ultimate Storm.
Wow. You know, nice. Mark. I know,
why do you like
I know
Ultimate,
Al Simmons has some abs.
Do you like
abs,
Ultimate
but...
Spawn's abs? Do you, Fantastic?
Oh, this is apparently a coming out party.
Wait,
no,
how did that turn into that?
16-year-old Ultimate Storm.
I don't even get that.
I guess because that would be comic book jailbait. Does that
oh,
work?
She's in there. Keep going.
What?
Yep, she's in there. You'll see.
I know. We'll get there. Number 12 on the list doesn't surprise me that she's on the list. Vampirella. We don't even have to say anything about it other than Vampirella.
Can I just say also that the picture that they have online, which you can go over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com and you'll find a link to get to this.
To the Maxim blog, yes.
Maxim blog. And the picture there for Vampirella, she looks like a man.
Yeah, well,
she has a weightlifter female weightlifter's body. Hi, my name is Alice. I own my own security business, like that kind.
A little like China, almost.
Yeah, a lot like China. Yeah.
So, she definitely has been sold as a sexual icon in the comic book world for a long, long time.
Lousy icon.
Her place on this list is not surprising to me at all. Number 11 on the list. X-23.
There you go.
There you go.
There's your porno bait.
So, I don't know. She's kind of creepy looking and feral and
yeah, hot.
Skinny.
I agree.
No, but I don't get it.
Does
I don't
it
agree.
Say in there what her little sideline profession was?
Let's see.
Yeah, because this will impress you, Fantastic.
I'm easily impressed.
I know, and this will impress you.
No, I don't see it in there.
It doesn't say that she was a prostitute.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Wolverine clone who worked as a vaguely underage prostitute.
Which means she dressed up like Natalie Portman in V for Vendetta.
Like a
and
hoo-a.
Sold it to the highest bidder.
So there you
hot.
Go.
Hot. Very hot.
Okay, number 10 on the list, Power Girl. Obviously a big boob thing.
And that's all it is.
I don't think that she deserves to be on this list.
I mean, she's got a lot of push in the last couple of years. I don't get it at all. She's another one of these Superman relations that came from some other dimension when the crisis on Infinite Earths happened 1,000 years ago, blah, blah, blah. She's got short, bullish, blonde hair and big boobs, and I don't get it.
See, now, Supergirl, who I'm not going to spoil anything for anybody by saying she's not on this list, I think Supergirl would have been a more appropriate choice than Power Girl.
Depending on who drew her.
Well, yeah. But well, I mean, yeah, if you're going to go with another DC female right. character, I mean, and to be honest with you, there are two that are not on this list. Another
that are
two
pretty
that are
shocking.
Not on this list that are pretty shocking.
Well, you know what it is? Supergirl cannot get the implants.
Oh, is that what it is?
Because they can't cut
the skin. But Harlequin and Poison Ivy not on this list.
Which is surprising.
Poison Ivy especially. I mean, Harlequin, I guess you could say she's all covered up, but whatever.
She's
but Poison
all covered
Ivy
up,
is
but she's,
naked.
She's all covered up, but she's hot.
Anyway, let's move to number 9, who I completely agree with belonging on this list.
Okay.
And that would be Nancy Callahan.
Of course,
from Sin City. So you have to put her on the list. Yeah. She is the legitimate stripper comic book character.
And she appears naked in the books?
Yes, she does.
In fact, the picture they have up there of her, I believe she's naked.
Number 8, again, this is one that I don't personally agree with. Maybe it's a green thing for me. I don't know. She-Hulk?
Yeah, she would occupy the top 5 slots if you were John Byrne,
yeah.
who's obsessed with She-Hulk. Even went so far as to, I heard at one point a rumor that he actually paid, or somebody paid, Brigitte Nielsen in her prime to paint up green for his birthday party or some crazy or whatever it was. I don't know if it was Brigitte Nielsen. I actually heard that, really, that rumor at one point. But I don't get it at all. I don't want, with respect, I'm a large gentleman, big, roomy through the hips.
Right.
But I don't want a big green woman manhandling me around.
Yeah, just, I don't know. She-Hulk doesn't make sense to me. And again, there are other people on this list from the Marvel Universe that I think would have been more appropriate. Perhaps, I don't know, maybe Rogue from X-Men, perhaps.
How about Rachel Summers?
Rachel Summers, perhaps.
Is extraordinarily hot and isn't on the list, but yet She-Hulk is?
I would not have put She-Hulk on the list.
Are they pushing
Mary
her?
Jane? You could have put Mary Jane on the list?
Again, it's. I think it's a perceptive thing about who draws her and so on and so forth, because I don't like the way that she looks in some. Yet, Sideshow Sculpture, and I'm...
We like that.
Sporting is what I'm saying.
So number seven should be as far away from this list as it could be. This is the worst one on here, in my personal opinion.
Okay.
Lois Lane.
They have to.
But she has... But as far as hotness goes, right?
She's the antithesis of hot.
She's like...
That means opposite, right? Fantastic.
Like, yeah. Like mousy. Mousy and kind of prudish. And I mean, that's kind of how I've always... You know, she's... She doesn't strike me as minx.
Again, it's like I said, they have to put her on there.
Why?
Because she's a Superman relation.
No, what they have to put on here is number one on this list, which I don't agree with either.
Okay, let's keep moving.
But number Lois Lane, she doesn't belong on this list.
I agree with you.
All right, number six absolutely belongs on this list. Caitlin Fairchild.
She should be number one.
She should be number one.
As long as it's not the door-length poster. Because that could be the worst anatomy lesson ever.
Now, is that a Jim Lee poster or is that a Campbell poster?
I think it's a Campbell.
Okay,
it's
that's an early Campbell.
It's an early Campbell.
The picture that Maxim has on their website is, I believe, I want to say, it's issue 5 of Gen 13, the regular series, if I'm not mistaken. It's
right.
The picture
you can go to BigKevsGeekStuff.com and then from there to Google and then type in Gen 13 issue 5.
Okay, no, they're
already
on the Maxim list, remember?
Oh, right, I forgot.
That's a great image of her. She's kind of has the jumpsuit pulled down and she's got just the Gen 13 t-shirt on with her hands behind her head. She absolutely belongs in this list.
I think
she absolutely belongs in the number one spot.
She's not number one, she should definitely be number two.
Number five doesn't surprise me at all because she runs around half naked all the time. Witchblade.
Yeah, I don't get it.
When drawn by Michael Turner, not Michael Turner,
Turner.
Yeah, I believe it was Michael Turner that that started doing her.
When drawn by Mike Turner, any woman is
attractive.
Is good.
It's true.
But I think overall, it just sort of bugs me. Her costume has like her whatever demonic whatever the hell the thing is gives her heels, like 5-inch heels. Like I don't get it. Never liked it. I never thought it. Sometimes there's an occasional piece or pin up where the character looks really good, where all that's covered on her is just the one arm and the rest of her is kind of, you know, shadowy and things like that. You know, it depends how it's presented, but I don't think it deserves a top 15 treatment. Okay.
Number four, Shayna the She-Devil.
If drawn by Frank Cho.
I agree with you 100%. If drawn by Frank Cho, then she belongs on this list.
There are a couple artists, I think, who could pull it off, but Frank Cho is the one that comes to mind.
Who's the one that did all the Cavewoman books?
Bud Root.
Bud Root. Didn't he do some Shayna pinups or something?
But I don't know, because Cavewoman, I don't know who he could get away from doing breasts that large.
Yeah, I know.
That was kind of a weird, ridiculous sort of
book
Shayna ripoff. Let's just say, though, Frank Cho could make anybody on this list move up 3 or 4 spaces.
And for that matter, how is Brandy not on this list?
Exactly.
Okay.
She's not a superhero.
Yeah, but really, is Lois Lane a superhero?
She did have superpowers at one point.
Is Nancy Callahan a superhero?
No. Okay, point taken.
Number three on the list, Black Cat. I think she belongs on the list. She's
not this high.
No, maybe not this high, but I think she has a spot on the list.
Why? Because she's curvy and wears black and she's
because,
supposed to be feline?
I think it's because, I think that's what it is. I think it's because she's
sexual. Then
where's
Catwoman?
Well, again, she belongs on this list more than Power Girl, or even more than Zatanna.
But
for
yet,
example.
Black Cat. I would take Catwoman over Black Cat in a heartbeat.
I don't know. Maybe it depends on what outfit she's wearing.
White hair. In a heartbeat, I would take.
I don't know,
Catwoman.
Felicia Hardy. She's kind of hot.
Dumb as a brick.
All right, number two is a no-brainer to me as well. Emma Frost.
Yeah, again.
How do you not put Emma Frost on this list? You have to put Emma Frost on this list.
She just wears lingerie and a cape.
Always.
And if you get, who is it, Greg Horn?
Yeah.
If you get Greg Horn to paint her, it's even hotter than that. So I understand.
When Greg Horn paints her, it's creepy hot because she almost looks kind of real.
Yeah,
it's kind of creepy. Yeah. But Emma Frost, she's a no-brainer on this list.
Right.
Number one.
Is a surprise to nobody.
Number one is like putting Beatles on the top list of the best rock bands ever on VH1. Number one is like picking Thriller as the number one music video of all time. But not to me. I don't agree with number one at all. Do you agree with number one?
Is it Wonder Woman?
It's Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I can't. Not one bit.
Most ridiculous choice for number one
again
ever.
Because I have only ever seen her as a bodybuilder. She's She-Hulk but not green. I mean, she has that bodybuilder Amazon physique, you know. I'm Wonder Woman, I'm gonna force you to tell the truth. I don't get it.
I
don't like it.
Neither do I. I'm glad that we're in agreement on that, because she don't belong on there, not at all.
Right.
So
Knucker?
That's the list.
I think the bad mother Knucker has a comment.
Where was Elektra?
Not on the list.
They covered Marvel girls who wear lingerie as their costume with Emma Frost.
so that covers
that genre.
So it's political.
Absolutely. I don't know how it's political, though, because, making Wonder Woman number one is not in the least controversial.
Yeah.
You know, but leaving, in my opinion, leaving Poison Ivy off and putting Power Girl on is, and
you know what I think surprises me too is that Maxim did this blog. You know, Maxim magazine, which is kind of, you know, all but porn on some occasions.
Yeah,
Wonder Woman doesn't strike me as appropriate for Maxim type content. Emma Frost strikes me as appropriate for Maxim type content.
Nancy Callahan
certainly, but Wonder Woman, I don't get it.
I think it's unfortunate that when they make these lists, 9 times out of 10, they do not provide you with the criteria.
I can't even go so far as to say that they were sticking to mainstream characters, and so obviously Wonder Woman has to be on the list because you have Joni Future on here.
Joni Future, who is the ABC Books, America's Best Comics, an imprint of DC. You can't get really kind of further away from center than those books.
I mean, even Zatanna, who is a DC character,
Vampirella,
still is.
Well, Harris Comics. Okay. I mean, that's like their only book.
But Vampirella has a much bigger fan base outside of the comics, though. She kind of has a B-movie kind of
like
crowd
Betty
going.
Page,
yeah. So that one makes sense to me. And Witchblade is kind of, there's an anime and there's manga about it. But I don't know. I don't agree with this list at all, mostly. Wonder Woman certainly doesn't belong on there. But
Is it true that we're going to have a different sort of list for next week?
Sure.
All right,
one that appeared in EW magazine.
Ooh, so you can go to EW.com by visiting BigKevsGeekStuff.com and clicking on the EW link that you'll find with episode 73.
September 7th issue featuring Jodie Foster on the cover. That's where you can find that list.
Why would you do that? Why would you direct them away from going to the site?
Not direct. I'm letting them know what issue.
What if we don't want them to buy the issue? What if we want
them to
go to our
site? I'm not telling them to buy the issue, but so at least they know what week they're looking at on the site.
We were Fantastic Set before, right?
Can we take a break now?
Sure. Are we going to come back with the wrap-up?
Sure.
Oh, God, another spot? I'm tired of doing these. Why don't we let Fantastic do this one?
Go ahead, Fantastic. It's all you.
I get to do this one?
All you, baby.
All right, here we go. Super Hollywood style.
You want comic books? We got comic books. Come to Time Warp Comics and Games, 555 Pompton Avenue, Cedar Grove, New Jersey.
That's it?
I need some more info.
They have games, they have toys.
Visit them on the web at timewarpcomics.com.
Is that the
URL?
Why
don't you look it up?
Where?
You're at the computer. Why don't you look it up?
Give me something else to say.
The URL, the phone number.
The phone number?
Yeah.
973. What's the phone number?
Pull the fucking page up!
973-857-9788. And for those of you still living in 1988, you can send them a fax at 973-857-2009.
You can't put that in a commercial?
Well, what if they want to fax their order?
You're insulting them! They're a sponsor of the show! You can't insult them and say that their technology's outdated!
Wait, I'm gonna read this list that's here.
Okay, go ahead.
Comics, collectibles, collectible card games, tabletop games, toys, action figures, manga.
Yo, you gotta respond at least. What am I supposed to say? This is our fault. We are to blame for this. We let him do this. Why don't you write a script? You know, a script.
I'm Buddhist. I don't believe in scripts.
What the hell am I going to make out of that mess?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to talk to you for a moment. If you're in the New Jersey area and you'd like to purchase comics, collectibles, card games, toys, action figures, manga, or other geek paraphernalia, visit Time Warp Comics and Games, 555 Pompton Avenue, Cedar Grove, New Jersey. Give them a call at 973-857-9788 or visit them on the web at timewarpcomics.com. When she walks, she's like a samba that's...
Hello, nurse. This is Yakko
and Wacko from Animaniacs, and you're listening to
Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Keep him tuned in.
Yeah, because if you don't, he'll kill you.
Yeah, he is really big, folks. We're looking at him. It's scary.
We're Animaniacs, totally insane-y, Pinky and the Brainy. Animaniacs, those are the facts.
She should have been on that list, dude, but we all know why she wasn't on that list.
Because the movie sucked?
The movie Blue Monkeys, that's why it wasn't on that list.
Yeah, but I mean, the movie's just one part of the whole picture.
I don't know. Well, anyway, we are back on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 73. We got a hit.
Or as I like to call it, I don't get it.
OG, nothing? Nothing coming together for you on this?
Nope. 2 weeks in a row.
All right. Well, then let's proceed with the wrap-up. I guess I have to get a little less esoteric with the titles here. We'll have to go back to Hermes.
Oh, no, please. Don't Onslaught, go that route. We should never go that route again.
I don't understand. All right. Those are some good titles.
Real quick, tonight in the news, there were some Cloverfield updates. More about the monster. I think it's time we see another teaser or another trailer, something to give us a little bit more than what we have. And it looks like we may see War Machine in the upcoming Iron Man film. But in one capacity, nobody knows.
Reflection in a whiskey bottle, that's what I'm saying. Young Indiana Jones finally coming to DVD. The first 12-disc set will include 7 feature-length episodes and 38 documentaries. But he has lost his mind.
He has lost his flirking mind, it's true.
By the end of spring 2008, you will have acquired 3 volumes containing 22 feature-length movies and 94 documentaries.
There you go.
Retarded.
NBC no longer going to be selling their shows on the iTunes. And are they making Joust into a movie?
I hope.
Only the flying ostriches know.
I hope something comes of that because it's funny. Zoe Saldana will she play the part of Uhura?
She will, I believe.
In the Star Trek reboot or whatever the hell it's going to be, because now nobody knows. And James Kyson Lee, who is Ando on NBC's Heroes, also apparently going to play some role in this movie. I don't know what role he could play, but I'll say it like this. I hope he doesn't play my part.
Thank you, George. As
far as DVDs this week, we had a couple of good releases. We had Robot Chicken Season 2. We had The Office Season 3. And if you get it at Best Buy, you get the fancy, fancy box set.
With stuff inside, a bobblehead and an award and all sorts of jazz.
30 Rock Season 1. The Black Donnellys, the complete series.
Right.
And if you haven't checked it out already, start watching Eureka. It is more gooder.
Much more gooder. We also talked about the Heroes Season 1 box set, Target exclusive. Actually, turns out to be the best one with four reproductions of the paintings, some of the paintings in the film, and an additional disc that wasn't just slid in there. It was actually built in. Spindle, so that it actually goes in the box very nicely.
In segment two of tonight's episode, we had a nice chat with the Bad Mother Knucker about the goings-on in the WWE these days.
Yeah, with
steroid
all the
use, Chris
right.
Benoit,
the
Rick
steroid
Flair.
Use and the Chris Benoit, a lot of WWE making mainstream news.
Yes.
You know, last time this happened, the company dipped a lot, and it took the likes of Stone Cold Steve Austin to bring it back. Just like to point that out to the conductor who hates Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Hate.
Yes, sure you don't. So that was segment two. And then, of course, in segment three, we gave our own take on the maximum 15 hottest superheroes.
Yeah, not superheroes, comic book hotties.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, okay.
You can find the link on the website.
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
We're starting a campaign. Caitlin Fairchild for number one.
Well, that's certain.
And no
Rachel
Lois
Summers
Lane
should
and
be
and
on
no
there.
Wonder
and,
Woman, and no She-Hulk.
Yeah. Well, obviously, we disagree. Hey, what do you think about comic book hotties? Get online over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. Drop us an email and let us know what hotties you think should have been. And nobody write in and say Amelia from Amelia Rules.
Ooh, that's dirty.
Dirty.
Don't forget that email address is BigKevsGeekStuff@gmail.com. You can check us out online at BigKevsGeekStuff.com and at MySpace at MySpace.com/BigKevsGeekStuff. You can subscribe to us in iTunes by going to the iTunes Music Store and typing in Geek Stuff in the search engine and clicking search. Thank you for the few people who left us a comment.
Yeah,
we appreciate those new ones
coming in. Excellent. Keep it up.
And
get some
keep
more
it
comments up there. Get some
and,
more reviews.
And I think that's about it. I think we're going to wrap this episode up. Again, I'm OG, Big Kev, Mr. Fantastic. And thank you to the Bad Mother Knucker for being in studio with us tonight. And we'll see you next week.
You just think we're just going to go out like that?
Well, normally this is where you throw it over Fantastic for some stupid one-liner that he has. So do your thing.
Fantastic. Matt thinks that you might have a stupid one-liner. I always like to say that I give Fantastic the last word. You think Fantastic's comments apparently are stupid one-liners. So, Mr. Fantastic, do you have either a comment to make about episode 73, We Got a Hit, or do you have a stupid one-liner, as OG says that you do?
The only other thing you need to know about the steroids that I take is that they make you smell like corn tortillas.
And on that note, we cue the music.
I hear the drums echoing tonight. She hears only whispers of some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped an old man along the way, hoping to find some old forgotten words or ancient to me as if to say, hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. Gotta take the life to drag me away from you. There's nothing that a 100 men or more could ever do. I bless the rains down in Africa. Gotta
wild dogs cry out in the night as they grow restless, longing for some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right, as sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing.